going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've got one overarching feeling after this Warriors season. And it's disappointment.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed the season's over.
I'm sad that it's over. I'm not really disappointed per se because you lost to a team that was better than you. And they were better than you because you lost your star. Now, we can all sit here and wonder if he was healthy, would they have, I don't know, could they have absolutely beaten Minnesota? But that's basketball. And I loved what Draymond said today about that, where you can't cry over this and, you know, not think about when Kevin Love got hurt and when Kyrie Irving got hurt. Like, that happens. And KD and Klay, they got hurt in the finals. And all these things happen in the course of the playoffs. That's just NBA basketball. And so you're bummed that Steph got hurt. I would have loved to see these two teams at full strength go back and forth. I do believe we'd be getting ready for a game 6 on Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think the reason why I'm disappointed is because I feel like if the Warriors were at full strength, as you're talking about, they win this series. There's a chance it's already over. It might have been 4-1 Warriors.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I'd probably bet on it being 3-2 Warriors right now if Steph was healthy. That would be the way I would think that it would have played out through this point. But the way I view disappointment, Dibs, like, I don't feel disappointed over a team of mine that loses when I expect them to lose. The feeling of disappointment is a privilege. Like, the feeling of disappointment comes with some level of expectation. And the fact that I had expectations for this team beyond just making the second round is pretty darn amazing. Like, it's nothing short of a miracle, considering where they were. They were 26-27 when Jimmy Butler made his, or 25-26 when Jimmy Butler made his debut on February 8th. 25-26. They closed the regular season on a 23-8 run. That still wasn't even enough to make the top six. They were a play-in team. They then won the play-in game, beat the two-seeded Rockets in the first round in 7 games, and won game one in Minnesota versus one of the other hottest teams in the NBA at that point. And then Steph got hurt, and it all went downhill from there. But the fact is that I have a feeling of disappointment that the season ended at this point. It is a freaking miracle considering where this team was. So I think I can both say that this was a success of a season considering the way that it ended and where it began, but I also feel disappointed because I feel pretty darn confident that had they just been healthy, the season would still be going and it would have been going beyond this series.
Perhaps. I mean, I think we would have been deeper in this series, and you know, Vegas set the odds before the series, before the injury, Minnesota was favored. So for me to look at that...
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I like the Warriors' chances going in. I thought it would be Warriors in six, and Steph gets hurt and everything unravels. And just hearing you talk about disappointment had me thinking about the NFC Championship at Philadelphia, where Brock Purdy's arm falls off, and then you lose your other quarterback, Josh Johnson, to injury, and you lose the game. And the disappointment you feel was the whole what-if part of it. And I thought Philadelphia was the better team, but you never even got to see four quarters of real football because the Niners lost their quarterback. And that's kind of the way this makes me feel in terms of disappointment. I'm disappointed that I didn't get to see them lose on their own terms. You know what I mean? I didn't want them to lose, but if you had a healthy team and you went out and you lost, you could at least go, okay, Minnesota was better for whatever reason. We can blame who we want to blame. He should have played Kuminga more, whatever the reasons would have been. At least you would feel like you got to see two teams battle. This was almost like a 5-on-4 in many ways.
Yeah, and credit to Minnesota for taking care of business and handling what they had to handle. And it's something that you mentioned that Draymond talked about at his end of season presser today. And we're going to hear a lot of what everything was said by the players today as they conduct their exit interviews at Chase Center. We're going to hear the Steph one in its entirety in about an hour. So if you missed it when you heard it on Steiny and Goo, when we played it on Steiny and Goo, hang out. We will play it back in its entirety for you coming up in about an hour. Draymond Green as well also said a lot. Let me just read this to you about Draymond Green really quick. Asked about the Steph injury. He said, quote, "I wholeheartedly believe if Steph was healthy, we could have done that," as in win it all. "But I once won a championship where Kyrie Irving got hurt in the NBA Finals and Kevin Love got hurt in the NBA Finals. Do I still think we would have won if they didn't get hurt? I do believe so, but we'll never know. That's just the nature of the sport that we play. Injuries are a part of it." And then he continued a little bit later on, "One thing I hate is a front runner. Oh, man, we won our championships because we were that good," which we were, but Kyrie Irving got hurt. Kevin Love got hurt. Robert Williams got hurt. That is the nature of the sport we play. Unfortunately, this time luck wasn't on our side, and Steph Curry got hurt. Really good answer by Draymond Green. But yeah, I feel the same way. I feel like, Dibs, if Steph Curry did not get hurt and the rest of the Warriors roster around them was relatively healthy, they probably win this series. I give them a puncher's chance against OKC or Denver in the Western Conference Finals, and I feel pretty darn confident had they gotten out of that, they're beating anybody coming out of the East. The injury really, really, really sucks because I felt like the Warriors had something legitimately special going on.
And I'm sure Boston's feeling the same way, although they're not yet
dead.
But, you know, if they have Tatum, you look at the NBA this year, the last eight teams remaining, and I said this to Mark Willard earlier in the week, you know, who you take out Boston and Golden State, Boston was down 3-1 at the time, they're still alive, Golden State's not, but who among the remaining teams would you favor right now to win the NBA championship? And you got two teams who've already made it through, and you've got four other teams that are fighting to get the last two spots, but of the six remaining teams, who would you favor? And we could go round and round, and we could debate and say...
A lot of different answers, probably.
Right, because Indiana, man, they sure look good, and if New York can polish off Boston, and Oklahoma City's got their hands full with Denver, but they're up 3-2, looks like they might advance, but Denver could win the next two, and then Denver's a live team, and man, Minnesota... They sure looked good, especially last night, shooting 63% from the floor. So to that point, if the Warriors could have gotten through this, I do think it's wide open to anybody.
Yeah, the way it has been playing out around them is a part of the reason why I feel the disappointment that I do. It's one thing if OKC's looked like a murderer's row and they're just handling everybody, and they handled Memphis, but it has been a struggle for them to get through Denver. Maybe that's what a young team like them needs. They need the test before they get to a Western Conference Finals, before they get to a Finals. Maybe that this series versus Denver will be a reason why they ultimately win it all. If I had to put money on a champion, I'd probably still pick OKC right now. Don't feel great about it, but I do really respect what they've done all season long. I might feel a little bit less disappointment, Dibs, if everything you laid out hadn't been happening. But it did feel like you never root for injuries, of course,
right,
and that includes Steph. It also includes Tatum. It includes Dame Lillard. It includes Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland and all these other instances of injuries in these playoffs already. But it feels a whole lot more wide open that for the Warriors. I know it's over now, but just rewind to beginning of this series. It felt a whole lot more wide open for the Warriors than it had at any other point this entire season.
Right, and you mentioned the record 26-27, then you get Jimmy Butler, and there really wasn't much of a get-to-know-you period. There was a half in Chicago where they didn't look good. They looked bad, and then they flipped the switch in the second half, and from then on, they were spectacular. They were one of the best teams in basketball, but at the same time, Minnesota has been one of the best teams in basketball since that same period, and you know, you look at the way they've played since they figured out Julius Randle, and
he was so good this
series. In the series, he was unguardable.
Totally wrong on Julius Randle, or maybe just not aware of the leap that he took.
Yeah,
because he was incredible,
unguardable. And you know, the Warriors, we can talk about what they need to do to improve. That's one of the things they need is size and length and the ability to contain a guy like that, and also perimeter defense. And this is where point of attack was an issue all season long, and it kind of reared its head in this series. And you know, GP2 was kind of supposed to be that guy, and he didn't even really play in last night's game, so he must be dealing with one of his various myriad ailments. But the one thing I'm thinking about is the health of a team in the playoffs, and I'm looking at the Warriors when they won it 3 years ago, and Klay, Wiggins, Curry, Green, Poole, and Looney all played every playoff game.
Yeah.
They all played all 22. Otto Porter Jr. played 19 of the 22, and et cetera, et cetera. Kuminga played 16. He was healthy, 19 years old.
Yeah.
Didn't play in some. But the point is, their top six all were able to play every game. So Steiny was right. Like, the attrition part of the playoffs is something that we underrate.
And there is no doubt that the attrition is more likely to become a factor for a team that's relying on a 37-year-old, 32-2, 35-year-olds. So maybe the question becomes, Dibs, because you and I have listened to a lot of what all the players have said on their exit interviews today, and if you haven't, hang around. We will let you hear all of the key stuff, including every word that Steph Curry said. That's coming up in about an hour right here on Willard and Dibs. But the theme and the general tone and the feeling, and this goes even back to Steve Kerr talking post-game last night, the theme is, Dibs, they feel pretty darn confident. One, what we're talking about now, had they been healthy, they have a good shot to win it all, and they feel even better about their chances next year. So perhaps the question is, and part of it is what you threw out during the crossover, do you feel like Jonathan Kuminga should be part of those plans? But maybe the lead question is just as simple as, is it right for the Warriors to feel as confident in they do that a core of Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond is the group of three to go for a championship again next year, and hell, maybe even 2 years from now? Is that the right plan?
I think it's the only plan, but I do think it's the right plan, because if you want to pivot off any of those three, you're not going to get off of Steph Curry. I just can't see that financially or from any standpoint where that makes sense. He still is really good, and he got hurt, and you lost four in a row. So was he important? Yeah, kind of.
Maybe that's the biggest takeaway, is he's still absolutely amazingly valuable.
Pretty important.
Give him the MVP.
Jimmy Butler's making $50-plus million. If you could find a taker for him and get back $51 million in better-than-Jimmy-Butler player, okay, I'd like to see what that looks like.
Pretty hard to do that, I think.
Yeah, and I think the Draymond Green, you're pot committed on. So for me, there is no other course of action, but the real question is, do you, 888-957-9570, think that Kuminga should be a part of that core?
Let us know. And we see a couple of calls hanging out right now. We will get to you when we come back. David, Shimon, Jimmy, I see all of you. We'll get to you when we come back. But yeah, Steph, Jimmy, Draymond, is that the right core to build a championship around next year? And do you think Kuminga should be, is, will be part of that group? 888-957-9570. It's Willard and Dibs. Dibs and Grandy with you today. We're sponsored by Safeway. Back with more next on 95.7 The Game.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.